Beit Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beit Zabavli Daf Chof Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis at the second Mishnah, Oime Adam. Oime Adam Nechenvoni, Malei Li Kli Ze Aval Lo B'Mida. A person may say to a shopkeeper, fill for me this utensil, however he shouldn't mention any type of measuring vessel. Rabbi Yehuda Oime Im Haya Kli Shal Mida Le Yimalenu. Rabbi Yehuda says if the utensil that he gave him was a measuring utensil, the shopkeeper should not fill it. Ma'aseh B'Shol Ben Botnes There was a story with Shaul ben Botnis, who was a shopkeeper, and he would fill his measuring utensils before Yom Tov and give them to customers on Yom Tov. Abishol says he would also do this on Chol HaMoed to give people more time to learn Torah. The Chacham said he would also do this on a regular weekday, in order that the utensils would become saturated with oil, and he did this so that when he measured out oil for his customers, he would not give them less oil than they paid for. The Gemara says, Rav Chuna Amar Oichaseh Oyeseh. Rav Chuna says that when the Mishnah instructed not to measure, this means he shouldn't give less or more than that amount. Rav Lazar Amar Leziiras Barchama Malili Hein Mana Olemacha Anan Mechilin Lei. Rav Lazar said to Ziiras Barchama, it's also prohibited to say, fill for me this utensil and tomorrow we will measure it, as the latter phrase is problematic. Tani Masad Rabbi Lezer Lover of Sodok, Rabbi Shaul ben Botnis, Shahu Chenvonim Birushalayim, Vahimimalim Midoseihim, Erev Yomtev, Venosim Oisam, Lelukuchis Vyomtev. The Bible says there was a story of the son of Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Sodok and of Rabbi Shaul ben Botnis, who were shopkeepers in Yerushalayim. They would fill their measures before Yomtev and give the customers on Yomtev. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya Oime, Af Becholesh Amoida Yoisin came with Mitzui Hamidois. Rav Chanina ben Akavya said that they would also do this on Chol HaMoed in order to saturate the utensils with oil, as we said before. Afu kanas shlosh meyos chavyos vechaveyoi kines shlosh meyos chavyos. Rav Lazar ben Sadik also gathered 300 barrels, and his friend gathered 300 barrels. Amu lahen chachamim la yisim srichem lasos kein, ela hoyo vechamartem al atzmechem yas behem tzorchei tzibbo. The Chacham said to them, you didn't need to do this, but since you were stringent on yourselves, the money should be used for public needs. Once Abishol became sick, and the Rabbanon entered to visit him, Abishol said, have you seen my right hand, that it always would measure honestly, but is nevertheless in pain? Chanina says, whoever suggests that Hashem overlooks sin, he will detach their intestines. Rather, Hashem is slow to anger to give a person a chance to repent. Rav Acha said about such a person who does not repent, the Pasuk says unto Hillim, Perek Nun Pasuk Gimel, and to the righteous who cling to him, he is as thin as a hair, means he is particular with them down to a hair's breadth. Rabbi Yosef Rabun said this is not the source, rather it's the Pasuk that says, and his awe is upon all around him. His awe is more apparent upon those who are close to him than those who are distant. And the last Mishnah in the Perek says, Oime Adam Lechaveru Tainli Beitzim Be'egoizim B'minyon Shekein Derech Bal HaBayis Liyos Moine B'Sech Beisai. A person may say to his friend, give me a certain number of eggs and nuts, because it's normal for a homeowner to do so in his own home, so it doesn't look like a monetary transaction. The Gemara says, Tani oimehu adam l'chaveiroi tenli kalashel tavlin shekein balabayis darkoli noisin kalashel tavlin b'seich tavshilei. The Gemara brings a baisa, the person may say to his friend, give me a measure of spices, as it's normal for a homeowner to put such a measure of spices in his pot. Hadnu alach perk ein sadin.